it's that time of year. It's hard to believe we're here already. Us and Fraser Petley and his team at IG Wealth are ready to, you know, bring the Attack Hunger campaign kind of back to where it was 2 years ago, where we're now, you know, with a game and all that. We're doing well so far. We've had a number of people make some online donations. People are already dropping off food donations at the arena, and making donations at our other drop-off spots, being the IG Wealth office on the east side and Foodland on the west side. But yeah, it's a great campaign. We're trying to raise food and, you know, food donations and money for the Salvation Army Food Bank in Owen Sound. I think the 8th annual event we've done with IG Wealth. And, people on Saturday night were just asking if they're able to bring non-perishable food items or make a monetary donation on their way in. If you're not going to be at the game, we will accept donations after as well at the Bayshore, and we'll always make sure they get to the Salvation Army. You can also make a monetary donation online through the Attack Shack store.
And you have a chance to win some prizes as well if you make a donation, right?
Yeah, there's. We did this last year as part of, you know, adjusting to the pandemic. So there's a customized jersey and some other prizes there that you make a donation, you're automatically in the draw for. But as is with any donation and things like that, there's also the opportunity that you can also enter the draw if you haven't made a donation from that standpoint. So if you go online to the attackhockey.com website, you can fill out a form and enter into that draw, and we'll be announcing the winners, I believe it's Monday of next week.
Greg, how successful has Attack Hunger been through the years, and does that mean that you set a goal or have a target for donations?
This year, again, coming through a pandemic, we really didn't set a solid goal, but, you know, we're in the thousands and thousands of pounds of food every year that are donated, and we're really just looking to continue to grow it. It's one of the biggest fundraisers from a food bank standpoint every year. Our fans are amazing, you know, and support our community involvement in every aspect. So, you know, yeah, it'd be amazing to get in the, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 pounds of food range. And that's kind of on average where we end up. But, you know, it'd be really great to be there again. You know, and I think last year we set a goal of, a couple thousand dollars, and we were up at, I think, about five, you know, again. So if we could raise around, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 pounds of food, and we could raise, you know, call it, $2,000 or $3,000, you know, as money goes a long way for the food bank, as well as they have much more buying power than you or I do when we go to the grocery store.
I was going to say, cash is even better than non-perishable food items, because that way they can buy whatever they want.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, for them, it's about a 2.5 times buying power.
Yeah,
so
super. So three main drop-off locations: IG Wealth Management office on the east side, the Attack office downtown, and Foodland on the west side, yeah. And of course at the Bayshore as well.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, Greg, thanks very much.
No problem. Appreciate the time, guys.
Greg, we'll see you Saturday night for Attack Hunger Night against Flint.